thread is a great thing. Here's a label misleading. Sometimes wheat breads just say wheat bread,
mm-hmm.
which just means that they have some wheat flour in it, or whole wheat flour. It might say whole wheat bread. But if it doesn't say 100% whole wheat,
mm-hmm.
then we've been misled. There can still be a whole lot of white flour in that. But the thing that caught me off guard was one day I brought home this 100% whole wheat bread, and it was a wholesome brand, and I just happened to be having my tea and looking at this bread label, and I thought, oh my goodness, it has high fructose corn syrup in it, it has added sugar in it, it has all of these things. I that wasn't what I was looking for when I was looking for a healthy bread.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, get your reading glasses on if your eyes are getting like mine when you're in the store. Don't just grab at those big, bold, 100% whole wheat labels without looking at all the other things that might be in it.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, I remember just even, you know, you talk about statistics and make sure it's 100% whole wheat. And I think I remember there was like a soap they used to sell, and it was like they would advertise it as 99.6% pure. And I thought, pure what?
Exactly.
Pure what?
Exactly. It was like when Ivory soap came out and they were so excited because it floated. But it floated because it was pumped full of air, so you were getting half the amount of soap, you know?
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny the way they market to us.
Those things.
So it's important to pay attention to the labels and to make sure you're not getting too much sugar. And then when it comes to the wheat bread, make sure it's 100% wheat bread.
100%, and that there's not any added high fructose corn syrup and other things you might not want to be consuming along with your bread.
Okay, so the good bread that we should probably buy and eat is the stuff that we need to keep in the fridge or the freezer.
Absolutely. I love sprouted grain breads. I always have that in my freezer. That's
mm-hmm.
a really important thing. Anything that has sprouting grains in it, sprouts have about 100 times the nutritional value as equal volumes of other vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a plant comes up out of the ground, the first little sprout that comes has all of the energy, the power, the nutrition to form the whole plant. And so when you find a sprouted grain bread, and yeah, that's something you stick in the freezer.
Okay. Now, Lisa, we're going to talk about something that's almost diabolical because cereal bars or granola bars, okay, we're all kind of sort of convinced that these aren't bad for you.
Mm-hmm. You know, we put those in our backpacks. We throw them in our kids' lunches. And one day I went to the supermarket and I was in a rush and I thought, oh, here's a new product. And I grabbed these Fiber One bars off of the shelf and I thought, this is fabulous. I'm always trying to get more fiber in my kids. And I brought that home. And then when I sat down and looked in that label, there was high maltose corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, sugar, honey in it. And I thought, oh, that is more than I bargained for.